The Eddie Awards are being presented by the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce this Friday evening at City Flats Hotel, which is something brand new. Nothing has been scheduled there prior to this coming Friday, so we'll all get a chance to see it for the first time together this Friday. One of the nominees, a pair of the nominees with us right now in the category of Light Bulb Award, that's the Innovator category, Steve Fernandez and Michelle Jones. Folks, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's our pleasure to be here, Paul.
How's everything going at Country Style Marketplace downtown? Because, of course, you own the Country Style Marketplace at the north end, and now the downtown location at 310 Huron is the work in progress, right?
We're currently navigating our way through the loan process, which it's a little arduous because we're asking for a big sum of money for a building that's not going to be worth the total sum of that money when everything's done. So it's taken on a little bit of a life of its own and a challenge trying to overcome that and make it work.
You knew there were going to be hurdles, though, when you took on this project, didn't you?
Well, I never realized I would be a high jumper at the end of winter and going into spring. But yes, it is it is a learning experience and a arduous path that we've undertaken.
It certainly is. You've done something that nobody else has done, and that is, you know, opening up a grocery store downtown when for years people have said that's something we need.
And you know, we heard that loud and clear, and we kind of took that on as our vision that we think we are the people that can make that happen. And so we've taken some huge steps to get going in that direction. Like the acquisition of the Country Style Market up in Fort Gratiot. We originally thought, this would be a piece of cake. We can do this, but no, it's not a piece of cake.
but you've done it, and it's, I mean, that's a great store. That's everybody's favorite store. Everybody likes going there, and they're just so excited to have a version of that downtown.
Yeah, and that's what kind of the whole process we've undertaken was to brand it and make it look like what the downtown store is going to look like. And just for the record, we are keeping the north store open. So we think the two stores are going to really complement each other. And they bring certain attributes that we never would have thought about before we bought a grocery store. So, you know, like offloading dock at the north end, it's a huge attribute for us because we will not have to bring 53-foot container trucks in to offload at the grocery store downtown. We'll do that in the North Store where we have the dock facility.
I can hear all of your neighbors right now saying thank you downtown, because that would be a huge undertaking to have to unload big semi-trucks downtown.
And not just one a week. We're talking several a week. Yeah. And so we factored that into our thinking. Plus, we live downtown in a loft, so we hear sirens, we hear trucks, we hear trash trucks.
City living.
yep. Inner city living has got its own little noise problem. Yeah. We don't want to contribute to it.
Well, that's good news, because I think a lot of people had been kind of wondering, well, are they going to keep both stores open? We sure do like the North End store. We're excited about having a downtown store too, but we don't want to lose one for the other. So
right. And we have such a loyal following of customers from all over the North End, Lexington, all the way around Imlay, and then heading towards us, Port Huron. So we respect that. We appreciate the vocal comments that they, you know, they've been a very vocal group of folks. They're just adamant that they wanted to see their store stay open. And you know what? We think that's the right thing to do.
What makes that store unique? What is it that draws people from all over?
I'd have to say it's our employees. They are such a wonderful group of people to be around. They really enjoy interacting with their customers, and they care deeply about the presentation of the store, which reflects in the how clean it is all the time. And all we've done is try to enable them to be even more successful at what they're doing. So I think that's what, there's a lot of relationship bonds that have been developed over the last 20 years.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you the question everybody else asks, so forgive me, but everybody asks you anyway, when's the new store going to open? I know that's a hard question to answer.
Well, the crystal ball is a little cloudy right now with, rain and fog and everything's cloudy, but I'd say the goal has always been by the end of the year, it just, there's still some red tape hurdles that have to, once we secure the funding, then we have to submit the package to the state. Depending on how fast the state moves to approve the project as it's laid out, we'll determine when we can get going.
This is something that wouldn't have made any sense 10 years ago because there just wasn't anything to – there was no reason for a downtown grocery store. But it makes all kinds of sense now, doesn't it?
You're absolutely right. Even as recent as 3 years ago, it would have – or even 2 years ago, it would not have been a viable option because the lack of people that actually live in the downtown area. But, you know, Larry Jones and some of the other folks that are developing around town have really – brought a healthy, robust, urban, you know, central city living environment, and people are really flocking to it. And now this is like going to be just in time.
Yeah, absolutely. Blue Water View, all the condos and the lofts, and then you've also got a couple of hotels about ready to open downtown.
Yeah, we could not be more thrilled or excited for what's happening to our city in general, but especially because you have the Harrington being renovated now and City Flats is just about to open. Again, you know, we're kind of missing the initial wave of big grand openings, but we'll make our own little mini wave when we get our grand opening done.
Oh, that'll be a big wave. I'll tell you, a lot of people are looking forward to that. What does it mean to you to be nominated for one of the Eddie Awards this year?
Well, it's not only humbling, but it's very flattering because we're in some real nice company. You know, Carol from the Escape Room and Matt from the Roost. Those are highly respected, well-known names in the community, and very proud to be a part of that group of people that made it to the final cut, if you will.
Yeah. So, well, we sure appreciate what you guys are doing, and keep up the good work. I know it's an uphill battle, but I think you got a lot of people pulling for you.
And you know, that's the one thing that we continuously get reminded of from the community, how many people stop and talk to us and just kind of cheering us on, which it does matter. It helps us to persevere.
Yeah.
And that's part of what this award is about, persistence. So we hope to earn it all the way. Well, we're going to earn it, whether we like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. Well, we sure appreciate it. And thanks for coming in this morning and keep up the good work.
We appreciate that. And you have a great day.
All right. You too. Steve Fernandez with us on WPHM, along with Michelle Jones from Country Style Marketplace. It is 7:49 now here on WPHM.